mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, shower number three. Michael Rivero started his website back in the early 1990s exposing the Vince Foster hit of Bill Clinton. And he's continued with a keen eye and great research to just expose so many things with his website, whatreallyhappened.com. We also have a link to that at InfoWars.com. And we're honored to have Mike on the air with us to talk about how they've been attacking Fahrenheit 9/11 and why it is an important film, though I don't totally agree with Moore. I agree with his First Amendment. Then I want to get into Dick Cheney's corruption and when Mike thinks we're going to see more terror attacks. A whole host of issues. In about 30 minutes, we're joined by Alexander Bolton of The Hill, reporting on Bush coming out with campaign finance reform, saying, hey, he's put in a complaint. He wants the promotion of Moore's film on TV and radio to be shut down. That's the new freedom. That's the new slavery here in America. Michael Rivero, good to have you on, my friend.
Thank you for having me on again, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You bet. First things first. You know, they hire a PR firm, which you guys discovered, a Republican front group, try to shut the film down.
Yes, what it was is starting about 2 weeks ago, there was an organization which was presenting itself as a grassroots public movement called Move America Forward that was organizing a letter writing and phone campaign targeting the theaters that were planning to show Fahrenheit 9/11. And some theater owners were reporting receiving death threats regarding this movie. And one of the What Really Happened readers, who's an expert on internet technology, did a trace of the DNS information and discovered that it led to a server which was at the time registered to a public relations firm in California, which had been the same public relations firm that was behind the Recall Gray Davis campaign in California.
And they then changed the names on the DNS and did some other stuff and even took off contact info, which you're not supposed to do by law, by the way.
Yes.
They then did that, but then later after you exposed them, they finally came out in a major newspaper and said, yeah, it is our site. So that's another major coup you guys had.
Well, thank you. It's an indicator that the public at large really does want the truth about what's going on, and they're going to go dig for it. And again, the credit for this one really goes to the What Really Happened readers, who spotted this and called it to my attention. And I think it's very encouraging that people are becoming more vigilant, they're becoming more skeptical, they're asking questions, and of course once they start asking their own questions, the control over the flow of information passes from the government to the people, and I think that is a very healthy sign.
Yeah, this PR firm's done big work for the GOP, gets big contracts.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are major GOP heavy hitters. They are hired as consultants for campaigns, and as we saw here with the Move America Forward, they are not above creating phony political activism.
Well, I mean, this sounds like stuff Nixon got in trouble for.
Absolutely. We're seeing, this is almost Nixonian in the scale of the deception that we are seeing coming out of the attempt to reelect a president who was not exactly believed in even by his own party.
Okay, let's jump forward. We're about to break. I'm sure you've seen, and I saw it posted on your site last night, we've got it as well, the Hill article. Bush has put in a complaint. I mean, the aplomb, the arrogance of this to shut down Michael Moore TV and radio ads. I mean, this is incredible.
It was, and you know, this started really with the Federal Election Commission's own general counsel made the suggestion. Then the Federal Election Commission rather said, no, we really don't think it's appropriate for us to comment. Now apparently the White House itself is now urging the Federal Election Commission to declare the ads for the movie Fahrenheit 9/11 to be in violation of laws which forbid campaign ads within 30 or 60 days of various elections. And this goes back to Moore himself openly saying that he hopes that this movie will change how people feel about the coming election.
Which is his First Amendment right. He's not a tax-free. He's not a political party. This is so evil.
It is, and actually what I'm hoping that this will do is, over and beyond the First Amendment issues for Michael Moore, I don't think that there should be laws that prevent campaign ads.
Well, Mike, I agree with you, but when they did this, I'm behind the film now. I'm promoting it now. They want to do this, they'll do it to us next. Stay there.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, in the last hour, we talked about how the Carlyle Group is buying up radio TV networks. They now bought the Lowe's theater chain for $1.5 billion. This is funny. Fahrenheit 9/11 opening a day early in New York yesterday broke all previous records for theater ticket sales, and the Lowe's Village Theater, making the Carlyle Group some money — I don't think they want to make money that way, though — made $49,000, breaking the Men in Black record from 97 of $44,000, and it broke records at all the theaters it opened in. Now, understand, more comes out, and, you know, the UN needs to take over, it's the evil right-wingers, a group of cowboys did this. That's the problem with the film, is that he doesn't tell the whole story, or Bill Clinton protecting Al-Qaeda, or... But at least he gets people thinking, and believe me, they wouldn't be attacking it and trying to shut it down if it wasn't overall doing some good. And now, because they're trying to censor him, I will definitely try to come to his aid, because if they can do it to Michael Moore, they can do it to Michael Rivero or Alex Jones or the Easter Bunny. Mike, do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. I mean, I will be the first one to say that I have some concerns about Moore's film, and I don't agree with everything that is in it. But on the grounds of the First Amendment, he has a right to make his film, and more importantly, the American people have a right to see it and decide for themselves what it all means. And that is really what is under attack right now by all of these dirty tricks that we're seeing. Not only the phony grassroots organizations from public relations firms, but the Motion Picture Association of America's somewhat exaggerated rating for the film to keep children from seeing it. This same film has been getting ratings in other countries such as Canada and Great Britain, which allow children down to the age of 13 to see it. And this age group, the 13 to 18-year-olds, these are the people who are going to wind up serving in these wars if we don't get this war machine stopped now. And they have a right to see how this war came about that they're going to be fighting in just a few years.
You know, interesting you raised that point. Let me just read a little bit of this to you and get your take on it. This is out of the Star Tribune. Rumors fly of military draft. And it says, although there hasn't been a draft in more than 30 years, 22-year-old Minneapolis College graduate Nathan Mineletdat is worried that he might be forced into military service. He's not alone. Despite shaky evidence and details by top officials, this young man and many other young people in Minnesota and across the nation are convinced that a draft is secretly in the works. We've had senators, congressmen and women, Republicans, Democrats, a bunch of different draft bills introduced, the Selective Service getting more funding, trying to get women into it, draft board being reset up. I mean, they're openly saying another draft's coming, especially after another terror attack, but then meanwhile, when we say don't go along with it, they go, it doesn't exist. It's like Ashcroft saying Patriot Act 2 doesn't exist, and then in the next speech, his aide says, yes, it does, we need to pass it. I mean, this is Orwellian mind control.
Well, it absolutely is, and what we're dealing with here is the same kind of mindset that changes the words in order to change the meaning, where we went through that a couple of weeks ago when the torture scandal was first breaking open, and the government's defense was, well, it isn't really a torture, it's coercive methods, and therefore it's okay to do that.
Well, first it was abuse, then they downgraded it to pressure.
Yes. And they keep changing the words and thinking that changes the reality of what's going on. The bill that is going through Congress right now speaks of national service, and a mandatory national service, and that's why they're saying, well, it's not really a draft bill. It is just a general national service conscription. But the reality is, you know, kids who are in high school and college, they're really very, very sharp, much sharper than you might want to assume. And they can look at the numbers, and they can see how already our present military is incredibly overstressed in Afghanistan and Iraq and all the other places where we're currently interfering with other people's countries. And they know that if these wars, which appear to be looming in Syria and Iran and everywhere else that is on the shopping list, go forward, there will have to be a draft of some kind, no matter what they call it, in order
to get
the bodies for it.
Well, Bill Clinton, in 99, before he left office, he set up a commission to study the draft. I mean, they've been talking about, they've got a whole bunch of bills introduced for the last 2 years. Rangel and Hagel and others are all calling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they've started setting up the draft boards again,
and then they...
So they're getting ready for it, having a congressional debate about it, but then when we point it out, they go, it doesn't exist.
Well, this is an election year, and everybody knows that talking about a draft is definitely a vote loser, but I think once November comes and goes that there won't even be a pretense of denial anymore. They'll say, well, yes, a draft is necessary, and you voted for us, therefore you have tacitly approved of what we must do for the good of the country. So I think it's definitely coming.
Plus, don't you think the globalists are going to blow something up?
Oh, I absolutely expect that as trust in government and the credibility of not only the government but of the mainstream TV media continues to decline, the only way that Bush and his neocon buddies have to try and reignite support for further wars in Saudi Arabia or Iran or Syria or where else is to stage another fake terror attack and scream, oh, they were the ones who did it. This time the military action will be underway before anybody can think twice and blink about it, so that nobody has a chance to take a closer look at
what
happened.
Well, it'll be just like Afghanistan with the 44,000, 18,000 British troops, 44,000 U.S. troops, launch orders on his desk.
Yes.
And so it'll be instant. And they've said the next attack's going to be much bigger, Mike.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how they know how big the attack will be and that it's coming, but they are never able to actually do anything to stop it? I mean, if you think about it for a moment, would you believe a police department if they said, we know the bank on Main Street is going to be robbed next week, and then it happens and they can't stop it? Wouldn't you be a little suspicious that something was not quite what it seemed? Well, this is the same thing happening on a larger scale. The government is continuously warning us about these coming terror attacks, and we know it's coming, and we know it will be bad, and then it happens anyway, and they say, well, we're off to war. And you have to be suspicious. It just doesn't make sense that they would know all the details about this terror attack but not have the details necessary to stop it. And if you go back to the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Towers, the first attack on it, there was an article in the New York Times, no less, that admitted the FBI had informants inside the crew that bombed the World Trade Towers.
Well, they had them cook the bomb and train the driver, and the informant said, let's bust them 3 days before, and they said, no, the bombing goes forward.
Yep.
And then the guy tape recorded him for his own safety.
Yeah, and it's a good thing he did, because it basically proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he said, let me disarm this bomb so that nobody gets hurt, and the FBI said, no, let it go. Leave it alone. So, you have
to... And by the grace of God, the two low-grade morons that they hired from the tiny mosque above the pizza place with the blind cleric, the supposed mastermind.
Yeah.
Luckily, the idiots didn't park it up against the main support pillar like they were ordered to.
Yes, or it would have brought the tower down, which, it almost seems like September 11, 2001 was try number two for what was supposed to happen back in 1993 for try number one. And, of course, the use of deception to start a war is as old as history itself. Hitler did it with Poland. He claimed Poland was attacking Germany, and they had to invade Poland in there to defend the fatherland, and that started World War II. If you go back even to Roman times, when Marcus Licinius Crassus maneuvered Spartacus into attacking Rome and then used the fear of that attack to acquire extraordinary political powers, which eventually led to the fall of the Republic and the establishment of the Age of the Dictators.
Well, also, so, the first fire departments were actually mafia groups that would burn down your house or your building if you didn't pay them protection money, hence the Italian mob, give me the money today or I'll burn down your grocery store. It goes way back to that.
That was Marcus Licinius Crassus who built the first fire departments, and it made him the largest landowner in Rome and the wealthiest man in the world. So, these kind of deceptions, even if you go back to The Art of War by Sun Tzu, it says right in there, all war is based on deception, and the reason is people are basically by themselves good, honest people, and they're not going to want to invade the country next door unless they feel they have no choice. They have to feel they are the ones who were attacked to begin with in order to motivate towards a war.
Michael Rivero, yeah. I want to get, just in the next few minutes,
yeah,
your projection, your predictions, according to probability numbers, what you see playing out in the next 6 months into the election, what you see in the next year.
Well, it's really very hard to do a firm prognostication. We're dealing with so many overlapping issues, such as massive vote fraud. We are dealing with a current administration that realizes it is in serious political trouble. There are a lot of options. There are rumors going around that Bush may actually dump Dick Cheney for the second term because he's become a serious political liability.
And then suddenly last week, USA Today comes out and says that.
Yes. So that's definitely starting to float around as a real possibility. The possibility of a staged terror attack followed by the imposition of some draconian temporary, quote-unquote, martial law.
Well, the White House has said to the U.S. News and World Report that is going to happen.
Yes. And I think it's very likely in order to get the ability to do that, staging a new phony terror attack with a biological agent is probably, we cannot dismiss the possibility, is the unfortunate
reality.
That'll
create lots of hysteria, lots of reasons to have troops on the streets, lots of roundups.
Yes, lots of reasons to shut down the Internet so that patriots can't talk to each other and expose the lies of what's going on around them.
We better preemptively do it right now, Mike.
That may be happening. There's a new bug out on the computer internet right now that's causing all kinds of havoc, and nobody knows what it's really up to, but it's apparently a real problem.
Well, I tell you, I mean, and obviously Kerry's no better. I mean, he's Bush's coffin mate.
Oh, absolutely. Kerry is just like Bush in terms of support of the war and certain foreign policy directives. This is actually an election year where I would really like to see a third-party president and as many third-party congressmen as possible, because as long as we're stuck with just the Republicans and just the Democrats, every election will be a study in the lesser of two evils, and that is a very bad way to run a country.
Well, it is. I mean, it's WWF wrestling. It's not real.
Yes, exactly. It's a false dichotomy. It's really the same crooks with the same agenda and the same puppet string pullers. So we do need to get some. We need to get some fresh political parties.
What are we going to talk about when we get back?
Let's talk about the content of Moore's Fahrenheit 9-1-1 and the parts I don't agree with.
Let's do it on the other side with Michael Rivero. I'm Alex Jones, whatreallyhappened.com.
Day began with a special service
to rescue up the hostages. You had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
I know we have loaded phone lines. We've got another guest coming up, Alexander Bolton from The Hill, talking about this complaint by Bush trying to shut down Michael Moore's TV and radio ads. I mean, this is getting really serious. If it goes much further, it'll be a public dictatorship. And Michael Rivero is going to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour, and we'll get to your calls as well. But, Mike, I haven't seen Fahrenheit 9/11. I've read reviews. I've read his book, Dude, Where's My Country? I have talked to friends that have seen it. And he says that he only covers a little bit of the information that proves 9/11 was government involved. He just says Bush is basically an idiot and, you know, was buddies with Bin Laden family and accidentally let it happen and, you know, is a big liar on Iraq and then shows a bunch of stupid footage of Bush, which is, I guess, good enough. But what do you think of the film or what you've heard and what do you say about it?
Okay, well, I have not seen the film either. I will be seeing it tonight. We did get our tickets in advance, which is a good thing because they're sold out. What I know of the film basically matches what you have said, and I think, you know, there's no question that Moore has left out huge amounts of the real story about 9/11, but I think Moore is sharp enough to realize that you can only expose so many lies before an audience before their denial mechanism is going to kick in and they're going to dismiss everything that they're seeing. And of course, it was such a fight to even get this much to the screen. I think had Moore tried to tell more, we probably wouldn't be seeing the movie at all at this point. So I think its real value, as Moore himself has said, it's going to stir the pot, and it's going to get people thinking, and it's going to get them asking questions. And the analogy I use is if you have a match and a big pool of gasoline, you can't control where the fire is going to go. Well, websites like yours and mine are the pool of gasoline, and Moore's film Fahrenheit 9/11 is the match. And I think it's going to start a process of questioning among the American people, and it will lead itself to the information they need to have. And I really have more faith and trust in the American people to figure out what's going on once they decide that it's time to start asking the real questions.
Well, I agree. I think Morris Film's going to get their eyes open, and then once they open their eyes, they're going to see the full story that you and I and many others are bringing out.
Yes, I agree. Certainly the search hits and visits to my webpage, and I assume to yours as well, have been skyrocketing this last week. So people are starting to dig for the facts that are behind the film.
Absolutely, and both our sites have huge 9/11 archives that people should visit. Just spend a few hours a week on it, become an expert on the subject, or get the documentary films. I wonder what type of repercussions Moore is going to have from this. I mean, he is definitely angering the Bush crime family.
Well, his own visibility, of course, is his best protection. It would be it would raise more questions than it would solve were anything to happen to him now. So I think Moore himself is personally going to be safe, you know, just because of his visibility.
They're just going to try to discredit him.
They're going to discredit him. They're already trying to smear him. There's some ridiculous personal attacks on the Internet directed at him over irrelevancies like his personal appearance, which basically to me shows how desperate the opposition is. They can't attack the film on its factual basis, and I believe as of today the actual provenance for everything in his film goes up on his website today, so people can actually check into there and see the documentary evidence behind the items that are included in the film.
Well, it's interesting times, and this film really could back the globalist off from carrying out another attack if their social architects do a test, you know, if their focus groups let them know that we're not going to buy another attack.
Absolutely. If we're skeptical and we're not going to believe it, they will call it off, and of course that is what we are all hoping is going to happen.
I've got a gut-level feeling, though, that it's a catch-22 for the globalist. I think they're going to go ahead and turn the heat up regardless, but at least more people will be awake, Mike.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. We just do the best that we can and wait for them to make a really big mistake that they can't pull back from.
Well, they've made a lot of those mistakes. You know, people say, oh, the globalists couldn't have done 9/11. They would have been caught. It's too big. They have been caught.
Oh, absolutely they were caught. And, the New York Times recent apology about, oh, we should have been more careful, nobody really believes that. They're really sincerely sorry. And I'll tell you why. You've got the New York Times and the mainstream media are all claiming that they were misled by the Bush administration's claims about weapons of mass destruction. And you cannot convince me that mainstream TV networks with millions of dollars of budget and staffs in the thousand weren't able to find out the information that websites like yours and mine, running almost on pocket change, were able to find to discredit claims like the Mobile Biological Weapons Laboratory. They were really balloon inflators. We knew that 30 minutes after the story broke, but the New York Times and the main networks are claiming that they never knew that was a false claim.
They're sorry they've been caught, and they're sorry they've lost 45% of their audience.
Well, they're certainly sorry about that. I would be, too. If I'd lost 45% of my audience.
Well, I mean, we're getting tens of millions of visitors a month.
Yes.
It's got to scare them. And there's thousands of these sites now, Mike.
Yeah, there's new ones coming on every day, and it is just, it's a phenomenon. They can't control it now.
Mike, stay there. We're going to come back and talk to Alexander Bolton from The Hill about Bush trying to shut down Fahrenheit 9/11. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
For liberty, for their descendants. All right, we're about to go to Alexander Bolton, a great writer for The Hill. You have links to his article on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Michael Rivero has links to it on WhatReallyHappened.com. And again, folks, we're putting up the flyers to print off at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com to hand out at the theaters. We want to know the real truth, the big story. Go to these websites. I'm going to be out in Austin tonight. I'm going to hand out 50 DVDs of my film, The Road to Tyranny. I'm going to hand out hundreds of handbills. I'm not going to tell you to do something that I'm not going to do. And by the way, I'm going to do this once a week for the next month or so. If you guys want to come up with your own ideas, your own handbills, email them in a PDF file or a file to the webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll post those too. We're about to go to Alexander Bolton, and we're about to go back to Michael Rivero and hear from Alexander Bolton about Bush's move to shut down Michael Moore's TV and radio ads. End of the First Amendment here, baby, if this happens. But before we do that, one more time, here's a little trailer for Fahrenheit 9/11, and then you know why they're so scared of this movie. Here it is.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
When we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil starts flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman? Trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass the Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman?
Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
An impressive crowd, the haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
All right, my friends. You know, we're on a lot of AM and FM stations, from Providence, Rhode Island, to Los Angeles, California, to Kansas City, Missouri, to Austin, Texas, to Denver, Colorado, to, you know, all over the place. We've got more affiliates since 9/11, but I'll tell you just a 30-second, 40-second story, and we'll go to our guest. On the day of 9/11, I went on the air, and I said they had total prior knowledge. Bin Laden is CIA. And 2 months before 9/11, I said they were going to attack the World Trade Centers using Bin Laden as the patsy. Now, on TV and radio. And you know what? That day I lost a lot of stations. Well, you know what? I don't care. I gained them back and more. And I'm glad that Michael Moore is out here doing this film, because now people are going to find out the really big story and just how serious and how deep this rabbit hole goes. And we cannot let Bush or anybody else, anybody, you know, I'm a conservative, we cannot let them shut down the ads for this movie. Now, campaign finance, the neocon said, would never pass, or if it did, the Supreme Court would throw it out, or Bush wouldn't sign it. They've authorized the whole thing. I can't get Second Amendment groups on this show before an election now. They won't come on because they're not allowed to talk. That isn't America. Alexander Bolton joins us from The Hill. TheHill.com is the website. Great newspaper. And it's good to have you on with us, sir, to bring us up to speed on this. And we've got Michael Rivera riding shotgun with us, and thanks for holding through Fahrenheit 9/11 promo we just played. We're trying to support the First Amendment here, but are you shocked by the White House actually lodging a complaint and trying to stop the promotion of this film?
Well, it's not actually the White House, but it's the White House's surrogate, a guy named David Bossie, who is a former Republican aide on the Hill, and he's in charge of a group called Citizens United. So it's not the White House, it's a conservative group outside the White House.
Well, it's like the PR firm that gets RNC money going after it, trying to shut down theaters that are doing it. I mean, you know.
Well, we don't know where they get their money from, because they are a 501c4, which is a tax-exempt social welfare organization, and they don't have to disclose where they're getting their money from. So who knows who's paying for it?
Well, reading over your article, you know, it says that people complained at first, and that now there's this complaint. Where do we stand right now?
Well, what happened yesterday is this guy, David Bossie, this former Republican staffer, he's filed a complaint against the film, and he says that it would be illegal for the film to advertise after July 31st because any advertisement would likely include a picture or a reference to the president, and that's against the campaign finance law. And his timing is pretty good because yesterday the general counsel for the Federal Election Commission, which regulates what people can and can't do in politics, said that those types of ads would be in violation of the campaign finance reform. So,
why I say it's obviously staged. Let's bring in Mike Rivero for a second, because Mike, you've been following this. I mean, this is obviously concerted.
Yeah, this is definitely an organized campaign to try and limit the damage from the film. I had read an item yesterday very briefly, though, that the FEC, at least at one point, had declined to issue a ruling on this complaint, and I wasn't sure of the status of that. Is it still in play, or is the whole issue just kind of frozen right now?
Well, the general counsel, the lawyer for the agency, said that this stuff wouldn't fly, and the commissioners all took a pass on it and said, "Well, we don't have enough facts to decide whether this would apply to Moore's film or not." But what happened is, by Bossie filing the complaint yesterday, he's going to force the FEC to decide the issue. So the FEC punted, but now they're going to have to take up the issue and decide. But because things work so slowly at the agency, it's unlikely that they're going to put any restrictions on the film before, you know, later on in the fall, would be my guess.
But with big movies, they do run ads for months and kind of get a second wind, but it wouldn't matter. If they set the precedent where this is not a tax-exempt organization, it's not some political group, it's a movie maker, that will affect me, it'll affect you as a journalist, it'll affect all of us, and you've got some of the law in your news article, and how they can twist this and claim this is a reform, saying people can't run ads for movies. I mean, are we living in the Soviet Union? And they do this in a month or whatever, a month and 5 days, it'll still be just as bad because it'll set this incredible precedent.
But think of it this way. I mean, how many movie ads do you know that mention politicians in them?
Well, Contact comes to mind.
well, more of them should, and it's my First Amendment. I mean, let's say if I had $50 million and I wanted to go advertise $10 million for one of my films, I should be able to say that, you know, that George Bush is a space alien if I want to. That's the First Amendment.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think the members of the federal agency that regulates this stuff, the FEC, I think they're probably going to agree, I'm pretty certain there are enough commissioners on there who agree with you that they're not going to do it. Although there are some who want to do it, I think they're going to realize that a move like that would really spark outrage in this country. And
other move sparked outrage. We all thought it'd get thrown out of the Supreme Court.
With the campaign finance reform?
Yes, sir.
That was the law, though. Congress passed it, and the courts ruled on it. And I think, that the FEC didn't have, the FEC actually has, or at least according to the campaign finance reformers, has not have been lenient in implementing the law and haven't implemented it as harshly as the reformers say.
Well, I've already seen the chilling effect. I mean, when I get a Second Amendment organization on and they won't mention politicians' names now because of the law, I mean, this is the total violation of the First Amendment.
Well, they can name politicians' names on the radio. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I don't know. The way it reads, they're saying can't show an image of a politician, and I've had them on air the way they've been interpreting it. Mike, you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I have a comment. Going beyond the immediate issue of Moore's film, I have a problem with the law itself, and I do think it's something that needs to be addressed, because above all else, the First Amendment was intended to protect political speech. And it seems like, it's been smeared around to talk about, free speech for arts and free speech for everything else, and they've lost sight of the fact that the original purpose was to protect political speech so that the populace had all the information they need to make a good decision at the ballot box.
Well, yeah, that's what it's turned into is we're going to protect the speech, of putting a crucifix in a glass of urine, but we're not going to let you put a picture of George Bush on TV and say he's bad.
Yeah, and that to me violates the very spirit of the First Amendment. So I think we need to oppose this this issue currently with the Moore film, of course, but ultimately I think the entire law needs to be brought down, because people have a right to know if candidates for office have done bad things or criminal actions. And that information is essential to making a decision about who to vote for.
Okay, Alexander Bolton, according to your article then, exactly what is the full scope of this law? Because they're trying to claim that, well, media is exempt, but then now some are arguing, well, more isn't really media. But everything should be exempt. It's the First Amendment. Tell us about it.
That's exactly right. The media is exempt in the law, and the FEC's decided, or at least the general counsel decided that documentary filmmakers don't count as the media because they don't regularly provide news to the public. And I think
there's no media more important than documentaries. I'm a documentary filmmaker.
I think the commissioners felt the same way, and I think that's why they declined to take action yesterday. But I mean, as to your broader statement and everything's First Amendment, some people have that view. Certainly, NRA has that view. The ACLU has that view. They think that anyone should be able to pay any amount of money to spread any message in this country. What the Supreme Court decided is that there is a compelling interest in restricting some of this stuff because it corrupts government.
Yeah, and it was also a compelling interest saying the White House is above the law and has special needs to not release their Energy Commission documents, and that Scalia can fly around on duck hunting missions on Air Force Two while he's hearing the case. I mean, this is ridiculous. They say they're above the law with torture.
I don't think the Supreme Court's ruled that. Although they will make a ruling on what the legal status of detainees and non-enemy combatants will be. So I guess maybe when that happens, we'll find out whether the Supreme Court is in the administration's pocket, as you intimate, or not.
Well, Michael Rivero, I mean, clearly the Supreme Court on warrantless searches, the Supreme Court on adverse possession, the Supreme Court across the board is like something out of Nazi Germany. Would you agree?
I would agree that they have conceded a tremendous amount of latitude in action to the executive branch. I think the most egregious abuse of their judicial authority is, as you mentioned, the Dick Cheney Energy Task Force papers, because those papers were all produced on taxpayer-paid-for paper, using taxpayer-paid-for equipment, taxpayer staffers on taxpayer salaries. There is no legal reason for those to be classified. They should by default be the property of the people, and we shouldn't even have to go to court to look at the work product of people who are effectively working for us. We are their employers, and they don't have a right to withhold secrets from us about things like energy policy. Now, as a side note, you're probably aware that Judicial Watch did succeed in obtaining some of those papers through a Freedom of Information Act request.
And it's oil field maps.
It was oil field maps of Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, and it very clearly the Energy Task Force was looking at Mideast oil fields as a potential solution.
Well, that's what Paul O'Neill said, is that day one in there, it was them literally like Dr. Evil, Cheney, and they're plotting what goodies he was going to get. I mean, it's another issue, but all this speaks to corruption and how they're trying to restrict our speech, but then making everything they do secret. And then here's a good question for Alexander Bolton at The Hill. I'm sure you're familiar with the $70 million buy with fake newscast in Bush. So while they're busy doing that, they're trying to restrict our free speech. Whatever happened with Bush's $70 million media buy?
Oh, that's a very good point. That does seem to be an inconsistency. And I think what happened, the latest thing is the GAO, General Accounting Office, decided that it was an improper use of funds, and that it shouldn't have happened. But I don't know whether they've stopped the ads or not. I haven't heard that they did. So basically, the investigative arm of Congress, the GAO, decided that found that it was improper, but I don't know whether they.
But again, improper. Nobody get in the. And they were fake newscast, folks. I'm Jane Doe reporting about your gracious leader. Now he loves you. That ought to scare people. I mean, Michael Rivero, we've got fake letters from troops with fake signatures. You know,
yeah,
it's not
that,
just...
that was an embarrassing mistake when too many people got the exact same copy of the email. It's all public relations. I mean, the one that they hired in California to try and shut down Fahrenheit 911 is not the only public relations firm that is working for political interests. And if you read back through the history, you will find that all of them are engaging in these incredible deceptions. One of the most common is to fraudulently manufacture letter-writing campaigns to congressmen to fool them into thinking their constituents want Plan A when the constituents actually want Plan B.
Alexander Bolton, what response have you gotten to your article about some attempts to try to shut down Michael Moore's ads? I mean, what's been the overwhelming response? Do people like this or are they against it?
Well, I think for the most part, people are outraged that the, well, the most, the people who have been vocal about it have, and those are the people speaking up, the people who are concerned, and they oppose it. I mean, the ACLU came out with a statement yesterday, and they said common sense suggests that a movie trailer, like a like the movie it's advertising, should be protected by the First Amendment. And they said, you know, this just shows how the McCain-Feingold, the campaign finance law, has tangled free speech in the web of regulation. So the folks who are worried about the civil liberties are certainly concerned. But I think, you know, I think the Republicans think, you know, the Republicans argue on the other side that Michael Moore should follow the campaign finance law, which, by the way, Democrats and liberals push through the country.
Exactly, exactly. They want to selectively enforce it just like the Republicans do. Alexander Bolton, you know, stuff like this just shouldn't be happening in America. It shouldn't be discussed. Thanks for your article, and thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely.
Take care. Michael Rivero, stay there. Final segment coming up. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
My friends, if you want to find out the truth about 9/11 and see all the real questions and answers brought forward, get my video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get part two of it, The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. I've got Eric Hufschmidt's video and DVD. I've got George Humphrey's new video and DVD and booklets. They're all on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or PrisonPlanet.tv. Get them. Get my videos. When you get mine, you're authorized to make copies. And get them out to people. Expose these murdering killers. Toll-free number to order the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Michael Rivera, I wanted to take a few calls. I wanted to talk to you, but just before we go to those calls, in a minute or so, any final comments?
No, we've really covered a lot of important things. I think Fahrenheit 9/11 is an important film to see because it's going to start the process of people asking questions. And when people ask questions, they control the flow of information for themselves.
Breaking through that first layer of denial.
Yes, that is why this film is important.
All right. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want people to know that the same strategy of fear and psychological warfare wasn't only just used on the people, but it was used on Congress around the time of 9/11 and the anthrax.
Well, that's why Bush launched the anthrax attack. Mike?
Congress was terrified into signing all these legislation, and as it says in Fahrenheit 9/11, they didn't even read it. They didn't even read it.
Right. And I wanted to ask you something. You're the guy who broke the story that George Tenet's real name was David Kahn?
Or David Mike, you got any comments on
no,
that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, me neither. Thanks for the call, Fred. Wes in Tennessee, last call. Go ahead, Wes.
Hi. I'm not sure I can really believe this discussion. Are you guys going to give Michael Moore a pass on his anti-gun polemic? It was filled with lies and innuendos, and now all of a sudden you guys want to build statues of this guy in City Park?
No, we're not building statues to him. I said, we've got some problems with some of the content of his film, but we think it's going to be valuable because it's going to get people asking questions, and that is the important thing to happen.
Well, I'd sure like to see some ACLU support for the Second Amendment. I mean, if they're going to support Moore for this film, they sure as heck ought to support the Second Amendment then.
Look, this is getting people past that left-right membrane, and when the left wakes up, they come to us, the libertarians, the conservatives, the free thinkers, the truth seekers. And so it's part of getting people out of the left-right system, and this is all part of that process. And Moore couldn't keep his hands off 9/11. We know he saw my films and others. He had to tell the story. It's a lot better than what he told in Bowling for Columbine, and this is all part of a process. This is what the market wants. The market wants the truth. They're not going to be able to stop it unless they clamp down. Go ahead, Mike.
That was really the only comment I had to make.
All right, Wes.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Michael Rivero, it's been great having you on WhatReallyHappened.com. And I know that everybody is, starting to ask questions. I've never seen such an awakening. I've done 1,600 radio interviews in the last 2.5-3 years. Almost no one calls in that disagrees. I've seen a total shift. Have you seen that giant awakening?
Absolutely. I can see it in the numbers of people visiting my sites. America is starting to ask questions, and that is probably making Bush more afraid than anything else.
But it is, in the final equation, the fact that he is just a puppet. We can't just let Bush take all the blame for this.
Oh, absolutely not. This is a bipartisan scandal, what has happened to this country. Absolutely.
I mean, you started out exposing Bill Clinton.
Yes, I did. The funny thing is, the Democrats all think I'm a Republican shill, and the Republicans all think I'm a Democratic shill, but I'm actually quite middle of the road, leaning toward paleoconservatism, the old-fashioned kind of conservatism. But I just want the truth, and I will not live under a government that lies to us.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thanks for coming on the transmission.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back on Monday. Now get out there to the movie theaters and wake the people up. Give them the rest of the story, the big story, the whole story. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.